This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GothneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a very good evening to you on this Saturday after Thanksgiving on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Rushi High School awaiting the start of the Rushi Minster girls game. Second outing of the year already for both teams, which played last night. Minster won at Wapakoneta 47-16. Rushi was beaten at Sydney 52-41. These two clubs collide here tonight. Second game of the year for both. In the recent 4 years, Minster and Rushi girls teams have had a couple of tough tussles and a pair of blowouts. In 2021, Minster won 61-56 at home. Rushi, a 20-6 team the next year, thumped Minster 57-30. Last year, the 22-5 Rushi squad clipped the Wildcats 43-37. And way back in the year of 2019-2020, Minster's state Final Four club crushed Rushi by 29 points. More often than not, it's a competitive game. We'll see in a little bit how these two clubs fare tonight. Just like last evening, Chuck, we expect the defenses to be ahead of the offenses. Poor ball handling last night, Miami East, Fort Loramie. Vikings shot the three well. Fort Loramie didn't shoot the jumper very well at all. Both clubs played scrappy, hard-nosed defense, forcing almost 50 turnovers on the night.
There were a lot of turnovers. It looked like the first game of the season for both teams. Both of them are going to have tremendous seasons. I mean, you watch two teams that are probably going to win 20 games, yep, each one of them. But tonight, we got Minster, who is a Division IV powerhouse, and Rushi has been one for the last few years. They've been very good. They ran into a Sydney team last night that has, they graduated some, but they got a lot of speed, and they've got two juniors in Vortimark and Scully that can score, and Hudgens. So, I mean, that wasn't a real bad loss last night for Rushi. And I don't know what Wapak has, but obviously if Minster's best player is not playing and they beat him that badly, they must have some talent.
Yeah, Lily Barhorst for the Minster Wildcats, who scored almost 12 points a game last year and over 9 rebounds a game, yep, is ill and is not with the club this weekend. Not sure when she will be back. We wish Lily Barhorst the best.
Yep.
Hope she is back in a Minster uniform very soon. But without her, Minster won easily over Wapakoneta last evening. Mike Wiss, head coach of the Minster Wildcats, year number 8 as the mentor of the program. Minster last year 14-11, 6-3 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Minster won state titles in girls hoops in 2017 and 18 with Mike Wiss at the helm. And in March of 20, Minster, like Fort Loramie, headed to the state Final Four when the state tournament was brought to a sudden halt.
One of the saddest games that never got played, that Fort Loramie Minster game. Minster, two-time defending champions. Loramie, one loss. That was going to be a war.
Yep.
And unfortunately, they got hit with the COVID.
Michael Bayshore is the new head man here for the Rushi girls program, replacing Paul Bremigen as head coach of the Rushi girls. Paul served a couple years, nearly 4 decades of coaching for Paul Bremigen, coaching the Rushi boys for the majority of that time, nearly all of it, 4 years at Troy coaching boys, and a couple seasons coaching the Rushi girls. Michael Bayshore brings more than 10 years of coaching experience to Rushi. In 2015 at Greenville, Bayshore was named Coach of the Year in the Greater Western Ohio Conference and Coach of the Year for the Southwest District. He's also had stints as an assistant at Versailles and as the head boys coach at Fort Recovery. Rushi replacing the likes of C.C. Borchers, a second-team All-Ohio player 1 year ago, and Kate Sherman, who was honorable mention. Numerous departing seniors. Cupboard is not bare at Rushi, but Coach Bayshore will have to rebuild some.
Well, they need some guard help. I mean, they got Ronnie Poling, and Ronnie Poling is going to be a 15 to 18 point of scorer, I think, for them this year. She's going to have to be. And then they got a freshman in Hazel Francis who scored 12 last night against Sydney. I'm kind of anxious to see her. I'd heard good things about her last year. Some of the people were talking about her as an eighth grader.
Yeah, Poling pumped in 19 last night for Sydney. Hazel Francis, as you said, Chuck, had 12. Extremely balanced scoring for Minster last night in the decisive win over Wapakoneta. The Minster girls were led by Lydia Mesher, who rammed home 11. 4 young ladies scored 6 points, including Addie Inskeep. The Webker girl also pumped in 6 for Minster. Anna Larger had 6 points, and Kayla Lamb also 6. And Schmiesing, Stahman, and Niemeyer all scored 4. Well-rounded effort by
That's
Minster,
very good,
which played last night without Lily Barhorst, arguably Minster's best player, hit 12 points per game last year. Again, she is out ill for the time being. We wish her the best. Well, we see 20 minutes have been put on the clock here at Rushi. Generally, it's supposed to be 15 between junior varsity and varsity tilts. So it means we've got to...
I'll have to sing.
Yeah, you've got to sing, and you string out your notes a real long time.
I could critique the Ohio State-Michigan game, but everybody would tune out with my language.
Well, Buckeyes simply got off to a poor start.
Yep. Yeah, it was one of those. It's just a game. I'm 71 now. They don't hurt as much as they used to.
Right, right. But, wow, close refereeing calls, an inch or two here or there. Some questionable referee spottings of the football.
Yep.
It boiled down to
an interception that instead turned into a touchdown. There's your 7 points and a six-point loss.
And how about OPI, offensive pass
interference? Absolutely, on that first down that they got. But I don't want to sound like Michigan fans because that's what they did for 16 years when they couldn't win. So I'm not going to complain about the referees. I'm going to let them have their day. Notre Dame fans need to shut up. They're 0-6 against Ohio State in almost all your lifetime. So remember that. But, hey, let Michigan, they're due. I mean, the Big Ten, they won the first one. They might as well win the last one before it goes to the 12-team playoff.
Yep, there you go. You're right. We'll return to highlight a couple key players on the floor here tonight, Lydia Mesher and Ronnie Poling. We'll talk about those two when we come back. It's our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. High school basketball tonight, girls action from Rushi. The Rushi Raiders host the Minster Wildcats. Rushi 0-1, Minster 1-0 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee once again at Rushi, our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Fans, we would not be here today without the founding support of LaCal Equipment back in 2006 and 7. We got off the ground thanks to LaCal Equipment. We appreciate all the staff and associates at LaCal so much. Great gratitude to you all. Thanks very much. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which in the early 1980s moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Lydia Mesher is highlighted tonight for the Minster Wildcats, senior for Minster, daughter of Beth and Jamie, 3.99 GPA.
Who gave her the B? I want to talk to that teacher.
She said it was 3.95. I said, can you round that up? And she didn't take it all the way to 4 points. She took it to 3.99.
That's still pretty good.
Active in National Honor Society, Math Club, Blood Drive, Youth Leadership, Volleyball. Considering Miami, Ball State, Interior Design could be her major. Ronnie Poling for Rushi, a senior, is also highlighted tonight as a LaCal Equipment student athlete spotlight performer. Daughter of Dan and Gina, 3.97 GPA, active in academia, a science Olympiad, National Honor Society, 4-H Honor Roll Student Council, considering Bowling Green seriously and physical therapy. Lydia Mesher, Ronnie Poling for Minster and Rushi, respectively, our student-athlete spotlight performers here tonight on Scores Broadcast. More from Rushi in a few minutes. Rushi hosting Minster tonight in girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we welcome you back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Varsity Tilt will start in about 8 or 9 minutes. Chuck, I didn't look up at the scoreboard to catch the final score of the JV game. It was won by Minster quite handily.
Yeah, they won it by like about 25 points.
Yeah, I knew it was somewhat lopsided. 20 minutes placed on the scoreboard clock between games here tonight. It was 15 last evening. Miami East knocked off Fort Loramie last night by a score of 36-33.
Nice win for the Vikings.
It sure was, and Miami East will be heard from in Division III, no doubt about it. Again, little asterisk by that game. Avery Brander, we didn't play for Fort Loramie, out with a sprained ankle. And Victoria Mesher missed about 7 minutes in the middle of the game because of a bloody nose. Yeah, bloody nose, essentially.
It takes the pressure off of going undefeated. You're not 20-0 with the pressure of trying to win. They got that loss out of the way.
Michael Bayshore brings a lot of experience to the Rushi program. He's been a heck of a coach of the year in the Greater Western Ohio Conference, District 9, and the Southwest District back in 2015 at Greenville. He was 53-39 over a four-year period coaching the girls. Also has experience coaching at Versailles and Fort Recovery. So he brings a great background to the Rushi program.
He was 53-39 at Greenville?
Yeah, boy.
That's like going undefeated anyplace else.
Exactly. And, of course, Mike Wiss, as I mentioned earlier, state championships in girls' hoops in 2017 and 18. He won the state baseball title as the mentor of the baseball program at Minster in 2017. Also won baseball titles in 11 and 12. And his 1920 basketball team was in the state Final Four with Fort Loramie. I shared all that with Mike just to make sure I was accurate. He said, yeah, you are. You're right, spot on. Now, what's my Social Security number?
I'll tell you what, Mike Wiss does a great job. And the only bad thing for Minster was they had to build an extra trophy case because he put so many in there they didn't have enough room.
That's funny. Our keys to the game. There are several. I think this Minster club, Chuck, brings a little more experience to the game here tonight. Rushi not starting from scratch, but certainly guard play has got to be tackled. Development needs to come out front. Ronnie Poling's got to get the ball on the inside.
Yep. Yeah, she needs to be down on the block. They need to be able to work the ball to a wing, give it down to her, and just let her go. And the backside's got to come and help and rebound on the backside, because if they come and help, you are going to be putting the ball in for the on the rebound. So you just got to be active. You got to get Ronnie the ball, get her into the flow of things early in the game.
And balance scoring so important for the Minster Wildcats. Francis Schulte, key building components for these two clubs. Don't forget, the key building components of Francis Schulte are high-quality building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. At Francis Schulte, we offer a steadfast commitment to quality products, manufacturing excellence, and superior customer service. The key building components at Francis Schulte include a full line of Masonite entry doors. Thank you, staff and associates, and Ken Francis at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, one of our fine sponsors. Cutaway, C-U-T-A-W-A-Y, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Cutaway Styling Salon, offering cuts, color, perms, and more. Serving women, children, men. We are your family stylist at Cutaway, plus handicapped accessible. At Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, we provide beautiful hair with beautiful care. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. More from Rushi in a few minutes. 4 minutes away from the tip, the Rushi girls host the Minster girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Yep, this is the opening weekend for both clubs. Minster, after tonight's game, plays away next week. Four straight road games for the Minster girls to start the 2023-24 season at Arcana next Tuesday, at Coldwater next Thursday. Rushi is at Jackson Center on Tuesday, home to Mississinewa Valley 1 week from today. Our next broadcast after tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com is on Tuesday night, Anna Girls at Fort Loramie. And we've got a marquee matchup on the boys' side as we introduce you to boys' basketball for this season. Next Friday night, Rushi at Jackson Center. Airtime around 10 till 7, could fluctuate depending on how the JV game goes. Again, about 10 till 7 on Tuesday night for Fort Loramie and Anna. Carly Scott, we noticed, on crutches for Rushi. And so she is obviously out tonight. So is Lily Barnhorst for Minster. We'll return with starting lineups and have the opening tip in a couple of minutes. Rushi Raiders entertaining the Minster Wildcats. Good girls game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD Mill putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And now tonight's starting lineups. First, for our visitors from Minster.
Public address in the background here at Roche High School just a few minutes before the start of this game tonight between the Roche Raiders girls and the Minster Wildcats girls.
Number 15, Sadie Niemeyer.
Opening five for these two teams. As we take a look at starters for Minster, Addie Inske, 5'10", junior forward. Lydia Mesher, 5'10", senior forward. Sadie Niemeyer, 5'5", junior guard. She is joined at a guard spot by Anna Larger, 5'8", senior. Kayla Lamb at a wing, 5'11", and a senior. It was Lamb, Chuck, who hit the long three either at the end of regulation or at the end of the first overtime last year at Fort Laramie to extend that game, eventually won by the Redskins. But that was a real doozy last year between Fort Laramie and Minster and Fort Laramie.
Yeah, that usually is a great game. Two great coaches, two great teams.
And those two clubs collide again the third Saturday of December, Fort Laramie Minster girls, December 16th at Minster. Opening five for the Roche Raiders. Ronnie Poling in the middle, 6'1", senior. Jayla Chappie, 5'5", senior, out front at guard. Addison Chappie, 5'6", junior, at a guard position. Hazel Francis, 5'9", freshman, who Chuck noted played extremely well last night as a frosh on the road for Roche at Sydney, scoring 12. Shea Hammonds, 5'8", and a junior, rounds out the opening five for Roche, which is in the home white. Blue numbers trimmed in gold. White tennis shoes being sported by the Roche girls. Minster in that typical Wildcat black from top to bottom. Orange numerals, orange Minster across the front with white trim. Mike Wissey, your head coach at Minster. Michael Bayshore, plenty of experience, 10, 11 years coaching, including several at Greenville, the new mentor of the girls program here at Roche High School. Opening tip to start the game, won by Roche, moving from right to left on your computer screen or phone as you use some imagination. Ball thrown foul line to Shea Hammonds. Hammonds on the bounce, gives it up on the arc to Addison Chappie through the lane. Dishes off into the right corner to Jayla. Back out to Hammonds. There's a pass thrown to the post, deflected away by Minster. Loose ball right corner. Roche tracks it down and keeps the possession alive. Raiders have the ball 25 feet away. It's Hazel Francis. Francis angles into the top of the circle. Foul line. Whoops, moving screen on Roche.
Yep, that's a good call. They tried to enter the ball down inside to Poling from the point instead of going to the wing and then to enter it. You can't enter it from the point.
Minster was in a man-to-man then, right?
Yes.
Roche appears to be in a man.
Yep.
Minster attacks. Ball thrown foul line to Mesher. Mesher loops up a 10-footer. It bounces twice off the back iron. Kerplunk, it goes in. Favorable hop off the ring. 2-0 Minster in the lead. Full court pressure by the Wildcats. We talked to Mike Wiss several days ago. He said we've got depth, and we will use our depth to attempt to wear clubs out. We'll pressure. Here's a steal right away by the Wildcats. A drive to the rim. A foul by Roche, and Addie Inskeep toes the stripe. Well, that was some heat put on by Minster at the start. So one thing Coach Wiss does have is a lot of experience across the board. Lily Barhorst, not here. Wish her well. She's ill for Minster. Carly Scott out. Injury for Roche. Neither playing. Free throw missed on the play. Second shot no good by Minster, which got the long rebound but turned it over.
6:46 left here in the opening quarter. 2-0 Mixter. There's a deflection in backcourt for the Wildcats. Inskeep got a mitt on it and knocked it out of bounds. Borushi, Chuck, having a hard time getting the ball beyond the top of the circle in backcourt.
Yep, well.
There it is again. Mixter, triple teams and steals. Loose ball Wildcats, who lead 2-0, opening 90 seconds. Here's Sadie Niemeyer, 25 feet away, dribbles between the legs. Goes high left to Inskeep. Foul line, Mesher. Mesher deals right flank to Lamb, who goes baseline. Pulls up from 10, doesn't shoot. Back out to Niemeyer. Niemeyer being hounded by Addison Chappie of Rushi. Played nearly 2 minutes, 2-0 Mixter. Still dribbling Niemeyer. Foul line extended left, Mesher. Mesher fades and hits. Good-looking stroke. Timeout, Rushi. 6:03 left in the first. 4-0 lead, Mixter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Rushi Raiders in a quick hole down 4-0. What do you think of this pressure from Mixter, Chuck?
Well, it's good pressure, and boy, if you got depth, you know, you can just keep throwing this at them. Yep. You don't get a chance to relax.
Right-o. Here is Rushi getting the ball to midcourt, and it's punched out of bounds by Mixter. Numerous deflections here in the early going from the Wildcats defense. Rushi inbounding just beyond the center line. It's thrown on the play to Poling. Poling's got the ball 25 feet away. She had a real good start to the game last night for Rushi, which led Sydney early. 1, 2, 3 passes down low on the left, and Hammonds gets a shot from point-blank range, and she makes it.
Yeah, see, we were talking about throwing it to Poling on the block. She threw the ball to Hammonds on the block for the basket.
There you go. Poling attracted a double team. Hammonds was wide open. 4-2 Mixter, 5:27 to go first quarter. Mixter throwing it down on the inside. Oh, a good pivot move with the left hand up and in by Inskeep. The 5'10 junior rolled it through. Nice shot, soft touch, 6-2 Mixter. Forecourt, Addison Chappie for Rushi. It's jammed out of bounds from behind by Niemeyer. 5:10 left, opening quarter, 4-point lead Mixter. Rushi inbounding. It's Jayla Chappie. 5'5 senior whips it down into the left corner to a teammate. Poling, right back out it goes to Jayla Chappie, being hounded, foul against Mixter. Again, Chuck, let's explain the new rule regarding fouls.
All right. In each quarter, like the first quarter, you get 5 fouls. On the fifth one, you shoot 2. There's no more 1-1. At the end of the quarter, they reset, and it's the same in the second quarter. When you get to 5 fouls, they're all 2-shot fouls.
So our listeners will never again hear us say, if the player makes the first, he or she gets the bonus. Steal, Mixter at midcourt. Loose ball leaking the other way. Layup good by Mesher. 8-2 in favor of Mixter. Rushi in backcourt. Ball being handled by Poling. Poling on the bounce. Hands off to teammate Jayla Chappie, who veers left over the timeline. And over guarding called against Mixter, 40 feet from the rim.
Yeah, that's silly. Keep your head doing a great job with your feet moving it. She stuck a hand in.
Couple fouls each way. 4:37 left here in the opening quarter. Very possible that Mixter's pressure might eventually result in hitting that 5-foul plateau in the first period. Rushi down 6. Dribbling far side. Forecourt, Addison Chappie. On a weave to Jayla. Rushi with the ball 25 feet out. Left side, Addison. goes down into the left corner to Claudia Haney, who's in now. 6'2 sophomore, fine prospect for Rushi. Loose ball, jump ensues. Arrow favors Minster. Wildcats possession.
That's five turnovers now for the Raiders.
Yeah, you lose the ball on the arrow because of a jump, a tie-up. It goes down as a turnover against you.
That's a turnover.
Yep. 4:10 left, second quarter. 8-2 Minster. Here's Annie Himmelgarn with the ball. 5'7 sophomore in now. Throws to a teammate at the foul line. Jump shot by Inskeep from 15 strong. Long rebound, Niemeyer. Right back to Inskeep. Fires from 17. Missed it heavy again. Loose ball, rebound to Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Long lob, broken up, intercepted by Minster. Wildcats, Himmelgarn the other way. Leaves it for a teammate. Inskeep on the bucket. Inskeep scores for Minster, which leads 10-2. 3:33 left in opening quarter. Double team Minster at the timeline. Ball loose on the deck. Another jump. Arrow favoring Rushi this time.
They got to try to keep the ball in the middle of the floor because they keep going side to side, and there's this trap on either side by Minster is outstanding.
I would say somehow try to get Ronnie Poling to midcourt, get the ball in her hands so she can spray it either direction.
Yeah, they tried that a little bit, and she does. They need her to move more on offense.
Easier. Yeah, attacking this press right now, easier said than done.
Well, I used to play against Trotwood boys, and believe me, I would sit there, people would wonder if I'd ever seen a press, but sometimes there's nothing you can do about it.
You got pressed in the locker room. 10-2 is the score in favor of Minster with 3:20 left in the opening quarter. Minster won last night on the road at Wapakoneta, 47-16. Rushi lost away from home last night to Sydney, 52-41. Bumping foul 25 feet away from the basket against
Des Webker.
Yep. Abriana Webker, 5'9 junior, commits the personal. Substitution Minster, which has a wealth of talent on the bench. Kayla Lamb comes out.
They're not huge, but boy, they're just across the board, got good size.
Yes. Yep, nice, evenly balanced in terms of height. And everybody gets in your face defensively for Minster. It's a tenacious defensive club, which fouls again. There's the fourth on the Minster team.
Yep.
So on the next one, Rushi will shoot two.
Another, just a silly foul. She just reached out and kind of whacked her on the arm.
I was talking to Mike Wiss about an hour before the game about whether or not the new foul rule affected his game last night against Wapakoneta. He said, nope, not at all. Well, it may come into play here in the final 3 minutes of the first quarter already.
I'm on the fence still.
Well, we'll see how it does play out. Near violation against Rushi, almost a foul by Minster. Rushi, elbow left. It's Addison Chappie throwing way out on the arc to Haney. High dribble. Rushi rotates the ball left side of the floor down to the baseline, out of bounds.
She tried to throw the ball to Francis. Unfortunately, Francis was cutting away from the basket.
10-2 Minster, 2:39 to go, first quarter. Into the forecourt, Annie Himmelgarn for Minster, 5'7 sophomore. Gives it up 20 feet away to Lydia Mesher. Collision, down she goes, foul against Rushi. And four fouls each way. By mistake, three on Rushi, four on Minster. Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Minster controls. It's Webker popping out to catch. He is the three-point shooter who steps into the shot for Minster. Way short. Missed on the play by Ava Stammen. Long rebound, though, by Minster. Knocked out in the arc to Webker, who drills it from trifecta land. And that triggers a timeout from Rushi. Minster has raced out to a 13-2 lead. 13-2 Minster over Rushi. 2:09 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel
feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is your very best aluminum and sand casting supplier on time and at competitive prices. The very best aluminum and casting supplier in this part of the country. From concept to completion, Francis Manufacturing helps customers design physically sound and high-quality castings. And our skilled workforce at Francis Manufacturing averages over 15 years of experience per employee. Thank you, Francis Manufacturing, for supporting ScoresBroadcast.com and our efforts to promote high school academics and athletics. Thank you, Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. Well, here's the two free throw situation coming into play with 1:53 to go in the first quarter as Minster has just fouled for the fifth time. Shooting the free throw for Rushi and making the initial shot. Gubo is Callie Gubo, who's number five, has turned away from me.
There she has a ponytail.
Now I see it. 5'9 sophomore. Wholesale changes for Minster. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Gubo dropped in the first shot. Rims the second. Hammonds had the rebound momentarily, taken away on the play by Minster. Yanked down by Lamb. Lamb up the floor, gets it back. Fires deep right corner. Collected there by Anna Larger. Low post right, fed to the foul line to Lamb. Good looking Jay from 15, hit the flange. Long rebound, pinball to Rushi. Bowling's got it in backcourt. 1:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Bowling has it flicked away by Minster. Loose ball on the deck. Raiders get it back in the lane. Here's a straightaway high arching three. Swisharoo! A long one from Addison Chappie. 13-6. Minster by seven. Here's a shot fake by Stahman. Baseline right. Wheels to the rim. Left it short. Loose ball rebound right corner. Gathered by Gubo of Rushi. She needs help in backcourt. She's hemmed in. Gets it to a teammate. Raiders scurry across. 53 seconds to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, baseline right, high bounce. Ball goes out of bounds, but a push-off against Minster, I think. Thought that's what the official indicated initially. A foul against Minster. Rushi back to the stripe. 50.9 to go, first quarter. 13-6 in favor of Minster. It was 13-2. Two-shot situation. Pumped up no good by Jayla Chappie.
She got quite a bit of time last year. She's a seasoned veteran for them. They need her to play well.
Sadie Niemeyer and Addie Inskeep return to the floor for Minster. Second foul shot in the air by Chappie. It is off the heel. Good strong rebound by Poling. Back up from 6 feet. Ooh, it hung on the rim and fell off. That was a great offensive board by Poling. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Here's a Minster player dribbling through traffic. Trip dropped the ball on the floor. And Rushi's got it. Down seven. 30 seconds left here in the first quarter. Rushi head coach Michael Bayshore signals play number two. Here's Hazel Francis, 30 feet out, now goes to Hammond, straight on. Tries to bounce it, low on the right to Poling. The throw is wide, not a good entry, goes out of bounds. Deflection by Minster.
Oh, they called that, huh?
17.8 to go here in the first quarter. 13-6 lead in favor of Minster. Looks more like the first ever Minster-Rushi football score.
Yeah, Rushi missed the extra point.
Inbounding Minster, or I should say Rushi, open player in the lane, flipped up there on the run by Hazel Francis, short, no good. Rebound Wildcats, long throw down the floor to the driving Himmelgarn. Shot blocked from behind, goes out of bounds, or is a foul called?
She got her arm grabbed.
10.7 left in the first. The official Todd Trainer all over it, foul against Rushi. Two shots coming here for Annie Himmelgarn. 10.7 to go. Opening stands. A shot by Hemmelgarn. Swish. 14-6. The lead for Minster is 8. Late substitution here in the quarter for Rushi. Addison Chappy in. Cali Gubo out. Second free throw by Hemmelgarn. Clangs off the iron. Rebound right corner. Traced down by Claudia Haney of Rushi. 5 seconds to go in the period. Raiders in the forecourt. Straight away it goes on the play to Haney. Ball is pried away by Minster, and the quarter comes to a close. Minster 14, Rushi 6 after 1 in girls action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, we start quarter number 2. Minster owns an 8-point advantage. Minster with the ball, forecourt to our right. In the deep right corner, it's Hemmelgarn. Drives below the basket. Tight ropes the boundary. Ball knocked loose by Rushi. Gobbled up by Minster. A body or two flies to the floor. Foul coming up against the Raiders in Minster's offensive end. 14-6 in favor of Minster. 20 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Got a substitution. Hammond's out for Rushi. Claudia Haney, 6'2 sophomore, back in. Minster fires it toward the arc. It is not caught by Minster. Rolls into backcourt. Wildcats retrieve it. Minster starts its flow offensively. Dribbling 25 feet away is Stammen on a weave to Hemmelgarn. Holding it 30 feet out is 24, Kayla Lamb. Lamb high right to Stammen. Stammen checked on the play by Haney of Rushi. Minster very patient. Opening minute. Second quarter of play. Ball thrown to the post. Good punch away from behind. Nice defensive effort by Hazel Francis of Rushi. And the Raiders get the steal. Here's Addison Chappie at midcourt. Goes to the top of the key. Reverses. Comes back out. 6:48 to go till halftime. Ball thrown. Foul line extended right. It's on the deck. And bodies bump. Foul against Minster. Tell you what, Chuck, Minster with all of this depth, one line change after another ushered in by head coach Mike Wiss, can absorb a lot of fouls pretty well.
They can. I mean, and if you're a pressing team like this and you've got 8 girls or 9 girls you can play, that makes you be in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. Here's Addison Chappie at midcourt for Rushi. Back to the basket. Goes high left to Jayla Chappie. Now to Addison, who chucks up a 3 outside the arc, right wing. Short air ball goes out of bounds to Minster. We played 90 seconds here in the second. 14-6 lead in favor of Minster.
They ran the offense well that time. Got the open 3-pointer, just didn't make it.
Niemeyer to midcourt. 30 feet away on the right to Lamb. Lamb picks up her dribble. Oh, and a back cut finds a player low on the right. Here's a shot laid up by Mesher. It spins and comes off. No good. Tuck break.
Great job that time by Francis.
Good board work, good defense by Francis of Rushi.
She made her change her shot,
which has the ball down to our left. Ronnie Poling, top of the circle, hands it off on a teammate, and a stump down back inside to Poling. It's knocked away by Minster. Recovery outside the arc on the left by Claudia Haney of Rushi. She lets a three ball go. Airmails one off the iron. Rebounded by Minster, which hustles up into the half court. It's Sadie Niemeyer behind the arc. Ball thrown, low post left, back to the basket, Mesher. Minster in possession, straight away to Hemelgarn, 14-6. Minster in the lead. We played 2.5 minutes here in quarter number two. Patient attack for Minster. High right, it goes to Lamb. Lamb starts to drive all the way to the rim. Nobody picked her up, and she laid it in. Kissed it in off the window. Good offensive set by Minster. Fine discipline, 16-6, 10-point lead Wildcats. Far side of the floor, defensive foul against Minster as the defender was moving for about 8 or 10 steps down the floor, making contact with the Rushi player.
Well, on that last possession down here by Minster, when you get a blow by, the defense has got to be, they run that shell drill in practice constantly. You got to rotate. Nobody came over it. It was just an easy layup.
Yep, somebody's got to help slide over from the other side of the floor along the baseline. And Rushi did not. Gave up the easy two-pointer. Rushi down 10. Inbounding the ball, midcourt. Handled there by Courtney Flippo, who's in. A 5-foot sophomore. Flippo on the bounce, gives it up on the play to Celeste Borchers, a 5'10 freshman. Dribbling through the top of the circle, Jayla Shappy. Minster continues to guard tightly. That's been the MO tonight for the Minster Wildcats. Will be all year long. Here is Flippo, 25 feet away. Bounce pass, telegraph, picked off on the play by Minster. Starting down the floor, Lamb breaks into the lane. He tried to hit a trailer, a teammate, threw it away. Rushi got it back. 4:18 to go, second quarter, 16-6 in favor of Minster. Here's Jayla Shappy with the ball for Rushi, way out on the right side. Gives it up to a teammate who's running away from the top of the circle toward midcourt. And she is tripped from the rear. And that foul on Minster is its third of the second period. We played half of this quarter, 16-6, in favor of Minster.
And as they're watching Inskeep and Poling go at it in the post, even if it's away from the ball, is entertaining.
Poling simply has not gotten the touches she needs for Rushi. 4 minutes left, second quarter, 10-point lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
4:08 on the clock, second quarter. Minster in front of Rushi, 16-6. Minster won last night handily over Wapakoneta. And Rushi was defeated on the road at Sydney last evening by 11. Rushi led in that game early, 15-8 after one.
Yeah.
Ball inbounded by the Rushi Raiders into backcourt. Rushi brings it up down the left side. On the bounce, Jayla Shappy, double team momentarily. Here's Poling with the ball, but she's 25 feet out. Gives it on the play to Flippo. Lippo deals to Borchers. Borchers hand off on the play to Hazel Francis. Now Poling. Poling sets a screen and rolls. Hershey can't get it to her. Overplay on the arc by Minster. Ball's on the deck. It's loose. And Minster's got it. Here come the Wildcats. Streaking down the floor. It's Callie Schmiesing. Ball is smacked out of bounds by Rushi in the corner. But Chuck, last night we approached 50 turnovers in the Miami East-Fort Loramie game. On a pace for that tonight or no?
Only 15 so far.
Okay. Still 3:28 left to go here in the second period. Minster 16, Rushi 6. Shake and bake move by Schmiesing on the arc. Dribble drive, baseline, below the backboard. No good but a foul. Good one-on-one action there by Callie Schmiesing of Minster.
Okay, I've made my decision. I used to love to be able to do the one-on-one, and you make the circle and put the line in case they shoot the second one. I'll never get to do that again.
It's a two-shot situation. Fouled in the act of shooting. It was the team's second in the quarter for Rushi. Free throw Schmiesing grazed the front iron. No good. Second shot here by Schmiesing on the way. Up and in. A lot of rim hit the glass. Trickled through. 17-6. Minster by 11.
3-0 here in the second quarter.
The offensive output in the second quarter almost nil. Bad pass, Rushi, stolen by Minster, gotten back by Poling and Rushi. No good from point-blank range. Follow-up by Rushi missed. Oh, a couple of easy cripples down inside. No good by the Raiders. Boy, they'd love to have those two back.
I think Ronnie was just shocked when she looked up. She was that wide open, and she just overshot it.
Yep, pick and roll, Minster. Ball thrown into the lane. Foul on Rushi, shot no good by Inske, but she'll shoot a pair. This is not an extremely sizable Minster team, but when you look down through the roster, Chuck, very good balance in terms of height, 5'11", 5'8", 5'9", yep. 5'10", 5'10", 5'11".
And 6'1's in the hospital, not playing tonight.
Exactly. Lily Barhorst out ill. Carly Scott missing from the Rushi lineup with an injury. First free throw taken by Inskeep, no good. Second shot by Addy, dips the knees and strokes that one in. It was pure. 18-6, Minster by a dozen. 2:45 left to go here in the first half. Rushi inbounding in backcourt. Minster taps it out of bounds. 10 players, rear side of the timeline. Pressure applied by Minster against Rushi. Ball inbounded on the play to Hazel Francis. Hazel, a 5'9 freshman, looks more mature than a ninth grader out here on the court. Ball entered into the post by Rushi. It's on the deck, and we've got about four or five sets of hands on the leather. Arrow favors Rushi, which is down 18-6 with 2:30 left to go here in the second quarter.
And you're right. She's a freshman playing only her second varsity game, and she looks really calm out there.
Mm-hmm, sure does. Yeah, I like her court presence. I would have to have said she's got to be at least a junior. Very mature looking. Here's a pass from the top of the circle by Rushi, thrown down baseline left to a cutter who's not there. Heaney had the right idea, but miscommunication by Rushi. Minster ball up 12. 2:16 left to go here in the second quarter. On the dribble, midcourt, it's Schmiesing at the elbow on the right. Ball thrown ahead of the key to Hemmelgarn. Hemmelgarn on the bounce. Coming out to catch in the left corner, Schmiesing for Minster. At the elbow, it's Inske. Oh, throws down inside. Nice feed. Spin shot. Mesher is good. Lydia Mesher's got it.
Great ball movement that time.
Uh-huh. 20-6, Minster. Which showed discipline and teamwork on that offensive trip. 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a pull-up 10-foot J by Rushi. Yes, favorable bounce. Callie Gubo gets it to go. Hit the rim two or three times. Kerplunk, it fell in. 22-8, Minster. Here's a Minster player, far right side of the floor. Nearly pulled to the ground, lost it. Rushi gets it. Dribbling down the floor, Francis, stolen from behind by Minster. Minute 13 to go, first half, 20-8 in favor of Minster. Midcourt with the ball, Himmelgarn. May have heard head coach Mike Wiss bellowing out in the background. Outside the arc on the right, it's Stammen. Pulls up at the free throw line, doesn't shoot. Throws it to Schmiesing 30 feet away. 48 seconds to go. Schmiesing a little pick and roll with teammate Mesher. And it is fumbled out of bounds to Rushi.
Yep, the pass hit her in the shin.
47.9 to go here in the first half. 22-8 in favor of Minster. Rushi in backcourt. Francis up the left side to Bowling. Bowling's had two or three shots off the glass, and that's about it.
Yeah, I think she's only got maybe three shots total.
Just cannot get anything in the flow of the offensive attack. Outside the arc on the left, it's Gubo. Gubo ahead of the key, thought she double dribbled, and it's whistled. Yep. 25.9 to go, second quarter, 20-8 in favor of Minster. Let's see if head coach Mike Wiss's club aims for one here at the end of quarter number two. JV game won by Minster. Our next coverage on Tuesday night for Fort Loramie, Anna Rockets, Fort Loramie girls on scoresbroadcast.com. About 10 till 7 for our airtime. And on Friday night, Rushi at Jackson Center boys as we launch Shelby County League boys play here on Scores Broadcast. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Minster dribbling near the timeline. It's Niemeyer on the bounce. Bowling comes out to greet her and steals it. 9 seconds to go. Bowling dribbles down the right side, gives it up to a guard with five to play. Here's Callie Gubo. Right wing jump shot by Rushi. Long by Haney. She got it off before the buzzer would have counted, but it was a bit strong. First quarter closes, light scoring second period. Two quarters of action in the books. 22-8 Minster over Rushi here at halftime. Girls action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's intermission of our girls' varsity tilt tonight. Minster leads Rushi by a count of 20-8. Our halftime segment here on scoresbroadcast.com being brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Schnipple builds hotels for the hospitality industry. Mesher, 8 points for the Minster Wildcats, eight of the Minster 20. Only eight in the first two quarters for the Rushi Raiders, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they scored 2 points in the second quarter. I mean, they've turned the ball over 12 times. They've only got 8 points. That's not a recipe to win a basketball game. They're very young on the perimeter, and they're playing a team that's probably going to be right there with Loramie as far as being able to pressure you out on the perimeter, and that's what they've run into tonight.
Let's take a look at the individual scoring for these two clubs.
Well, let's see. For Minster, Rebounding, 10-6 advantage for the Wildcats, 5-3 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it 12 times, Wildcats 9, 3 of 8 from the free throw line for Minster, only 1 of 4 for Rushi. Neither team shooting those well. Individual scoring for Minster, they were led, as you said, by Lydia Mesher with 8, and they got 5 from Inskeep. Then they got 3 from Webker on a 3 in the first quarter, a 2 from Lamb, and then a free throw from Hemmelgarn, and a free throw from Smeezing. They scored 14 and 6, 20 for the first half. Rushi, on the other hand, they have Gubo with 3. They got Addison Chappie with 3. And they got Shea Hammonds with 2. They scored 6 and 2. They got 8 points at the half.
22-8, Minster in the lead over Rushi. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 22-8, Minster girls over Rushi. Boy, there have been a number of fine plays turned in here in the first two quarters by Lydia Mesher of Minster. She has pumped home 8 points. One good play after another. One good Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney play after another. Wisebridge Wealth Management can work with you remotely or in person. We build a plan to meet your financial goals. Make your next play a phone call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
22-8, Minster leads Rushi. We're seconds away from the start of our third quarter. Girls basketball here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Established way back in May 1972, more than 50 years ago, was Barker Insurance, located on County Route 25A between Sydney and Anna. One of the most highly regarded insurance agencies in the West Central Ohio region. Barker Insurance specializes in home, life, auto, business insurance. For all your insurance needs, it's Barker Insurance, located on 25A, extreme north edge of Sydney. Thanks so much to Barker, long-time underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Third quarter starts. Minster, errant shot, loose ball to Rushi. Here come the Raiders at the offensive end to our right. Rushi girls in the home white. Blue numbers outlined in gold. Minster, the road black, orange and white trim. Here's an off-balance drive, penetrating from 7 feet and shooting and scoring is Addison Chappie for Rushi. Minster comes barreling right back down the floor. It's Niemeyer. Niemeyer gives it up on the arc to Kayla Lamb. Starts in, pulls up, goes back to Niemeyer. 1 minute gone here in the third, 20-10. 3-point jump shot by Inskeep. Strong. Weak side rebound can't be saved by Minster. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Good start to the second half here for the Raiders. They need to, offensively, is where they struggle. They need to find somebody here.
Minster continues the tenacity. It's a tight full court press now. The Wildcats relent a little bit. Here's Hazel Francis at the timeline. The 5'9 freshman dribbles into a nest of Minster players, and the ball is stolen. Intercepted, dribble drive down the floor. Jump shot, 10-footer, good by Lydia Mesher, who continues her hot hand. 22-10 Minster, Rushi in backcourt. Ronnie Poling's got it, gave it up. Has Ronnie Poling scored, Chuck?
No.
Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the court by Rushi, over guarding against Minster. Somehow, some way, Ronnie Poling's got to get the ball, even if she's got to step to the foul line to catch it.
Right. I mean, they're struggling so badly to get into any kind of offense because of the pressure.
Yes.
You know, that's how you take a post player out of the game.
Right. Yep, you make that pass a difficult one from the guard position into the post, and that's just what Minster's doing. Here's a running shot flipped up on the go, but Courtney Flippo of Rushi, no good. Rebound by Minster. Wildcats down the floor. Ball thrown back out on the arc to Hemelgarn, who chucked up a three, missed it, no good. Loose ball, rebound. Guess who? Lydia Mescher. She's got 14 for Minster, or I should say a dozen, and it's 24-10, Wildcats lead. Here is Poling, catching a pass low on the left for Rushi. Stop, tried to stop. Ooh, dragged the pivot foot ever so slightly, and it's a walk. Turns it right back over to Minster with 5:33 to go here in the third. Minster leading by 14, 24-10. Ball flipped to midcourt, handled there by Mescher. Mescher down the left side for the Wildcats. Gives it up straight away to Lamb. Lamb on a weave out back to Hemelgarn. Hemelgarn picked up by Addison Chappie. Near side, Sadie Niemeyer. Foul line extended, Mescher. High-low action down inside. Caught and flipped in with the left hand by Inske.
And the assist by Mescher.
Nicely done. Inskeep on the finish, Mescher the delivery, and we've got an out-of-bounds violation against Rushi.
Five-second call.
5:21 to go, third quarter. A bevy of points here in the last 45 seconds by Minster has pushed the lead from 10 to 16. Minster with the ball on the arc, handled there by Sadie Niemeyer, 5'5 junior guard. Niemeyer to Mescher. Mescher hands off to Lamb. Collision, foul, Rushi. Inbounding down below us in front of the Minster bench is Kayla Lamb. This is how good the Minster defense is tonight, Chuck. Rushi scored 15 first quarter last night, excuse me, and 41 for the game against a pretty good defensive Sydney club.
Yep.
And Rushi's got only 10 3 minutes into the second half of this game tonight. Minster's defense has been phenomenal. So sticky. Bad pass, Minster into the post, off the back of a Wildcat player, and it goes out of bounds.
Not a lot of consistency when they get into their half-court offense sets yet, but that'll come.
Right. As we said in the pregame, defense tends to be ahead of the offense, and Minster's defense has shined here tonight. Top of the circle, Jayla Chappie dribbling for Rushi. Boy, a body hits the deck hard.
That's because Niemeyer just ran right through the screen, killed her.
Haney hit the floor, no foul. Over guarding here against Minster's Mescher. About five steps from the timeline. Two team fouls on Minster, one on Rushi here in the third quarter. Coming out for Minster is Kayla Lamb. Rushi inbounding right down below us. Slipped in on the play by Chappie. Jayla to Addison. Addison Chappie's got it. Now to Hazel Francis. Oh, she's knotted up on the play. Timeout by Rushi in the nick of time. 4:21 to go, third quarter. Minster up 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin
Italian Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Jayla Chappie for Rushi inbounds right in front of the Raiders bench. Ball bounced into backcourt to teammate Addison Chappie. It goes down the left side. The Raiders are boxed in. Rushi attempts to throw it off a Minster player. Misfires out of bounds to Minster.
Well, Minster out of the timeout came out in a half-court trap. Rushi wasn't ready for it, and they turned it quickly.
Forecourt straight away, handling the basketball for Minster is Hemelgarn. Hemelgarn to Inskeep. Back to Hemelgarn. Coming out to catch on the play is Mesher. Mesher on a weave to Lamb. Straight on to Inskeep. Here's a long, high-arching three falling short. That was pumped up there from long range by Minster's Webker. Didn't catch rim. Turnover midcourt. Rushi lost away by Addison Chappie. Dribbling quickly on the floor for Minster is Hemelgarn. Outside the arc on the right to Mesher. She tries a long ball. Everything she is shooting is going in tonight. Mesher hits another one.
She's at 15. Then Rushi is at 10.
Mesher with 15 points. Raiders at 10 as a team, as Chuck noted, 29-10 in favor of Minster over Rushi with just over three to play here in the third quarter. Ball thrown right flank to Jayla Chappie for Rushi, who pitches across the top of the key to Addison. Addison dribbles foul line, deals to Jayla. Jayla at the center circle, starts toward the basket, leaves it for Addison. Rushi simply can't find a way to get it to Ronnie Poling, who does catch at the foul line, gives it up. She rolls down inside. Minster with a double team on the arc. Poling gets a loose ball top of the circle, starts a drive, barges down the right side of the lane, hooks one up on the run, foul against Minster. Two shots Poling at the free throw line here with 2:33 left to go in the third. Lydia Mesher has dazzled here tonight for Minster. Foul shot by Poling. It is good. Hit the rim four or five times.
Used the entire rim before she got it.
A couple of changes here for the Raiders as Claudia Haney and Jayla Chappie come out. Minster's Abriana Webker, a 5'9 junior, leaves. Second free throw by Poling is perfect. Right down through the courts. 29-12, Minster in the lead. 2:33 to go here in the third quarter. Minster in backcourt will bring it down in the person of Inskeep and Hemelgarn. Hemelgarn between circles. Good pressure defense being applied by Rushi's Addison Chappie. Ball thrown to midcourt, and it's over and back against Minster. As the Wildcats, Ava Stammen couldn't handle it. Rushi possession, just over two to play here in the third. 29-12 in favor of Minster. Rushi had a pretty good start, Chuck, to the second half. And then Minster reeled off six quick points, and Mesher got hot for Minster.
Yeah, I mean, they've only got 4 points here in the third quarter. They, like you said, they started out strong.
Celeste Borchers has the ball down the right side for Rushi. She is swarmed by Minster. The Wildcat knocks it off the court. 2:05 to go here in the third quarter. Rushi possession. Midcourt, Addison Chappie, right wing to Callie Gubo.
Little give and go. Baseline drive, right wing. Oh, shot attempt by Rushi, blocked on the play by Minster. But the Wildcat player who made the good defensive play, Inskeep, had a heel on the stripe below the basket, out of bounds to Rushi. Minute 55 left to be played here in the third quarter. Ball lob from out of bounds in the lane to Poling. She's hacked on the short jump shot, and she'll get two. Tell you what, it would be okay for Rushi to have one inbounds play after another either side of the basket, Chuck. That's perfect for lobbing it into Poling in the paint area.
Yep, and she's getting to the free throw line.
Free throw here is short. 17-point lead, Minster, 29-12. Substitution, Minster's Mesher comes out, 5'10 senior, has played extremely well here tonight. Second free throw by Poling, no. Good rebound, low on the right by Rushi's Celeste Borchers, who throws it on the arc to Callie Gubo, who overshoots a three. Minster cannot collect the offensive rebound, or defensive rebound, I should say, on the weak side. And the ball goes out of bounds to Rushi.
Porcher's only a freshman also.
Yep, and she too looks pretty mature for a freshman. Little hook pass to the lane by Addison Chappie, intended for Poling. Tipped on the play by Minster. Out of bounds to Rushi again. Minute 38 to go in the third. 29-12 our score.
I saw the tip.
Rushi inbounding. Thrown to Borchers 25 feet away, and she receives a push. Team foul four on Minster here in this period.
I think it's going to go to five. Yeah.
Whoops, there we are. Two free throws here for the Raiders' Celeste Borchers. Minute 37 to go in the third stanza. 17-point lead for the Wildcats. Foul shot in the air by Borchers of Rushi. Hits the front ring. No good.
3 for 9 from the line now, the Raiders.
Head coach Michael Bayshore will want his club working on shots at the stripe this week, that's for sure. Both are missed. 3 of 10 for the night for Rushi. Long rebound right corner, out of bounds to Minster.
When you see somebody hold the ball with the seam sideways and it rotates like that, you got to fix that.
Yep. That ball knuckled toward the rim. And Rushi misfired twice at the free throw line. Minster with the ball. Out back, handled 30 feet away by Stammen. Gives it up to teammate Hemmelgarn. Now to Niemeyer. Left baseline, Stammen. She's pinched on the play by a Rushi player. Foul called. Minute 10 to go in the third.
Only second team now on Rushi, so still out of bounds.
Like pulling teeth to get through this third quarter of play.
It's been a long one.
It's dragging. Midcourt Minster, it's Sadie Niemeyer. Down the left side to Kayla Lamb. Still dribbling, 30 feet away, Stammen. Loose ball, rolling to the foul line. Two black shirts, two white shirts, knotted up. Arrow favors Rushi to the right. 55.9 left in the third quarter. 29-12 in favor of Minster. And the light pressure sustained in backcourt by Minster, dribbling up the right side for Rushi is Hazel Francis. Drops it off foul line to Addison Chappie, who dribbles toward the basket, and it's stolen. Taken away by Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Ball thrown left corner inside the arc. Long deuce tried on the play. Missed by Inskeep. Loose ball rebound low on the right. Another tie-up. Minster will keep it. 29.7 remaining here in the third. 29-12 Minster.
Minster has a 9-4 offensive rebounding advantage. That's helping them also.
Here's Stammen, head of the key for Minster on the bounce. Gives it up to Niemeyer. Niemeyer whistles a pass around the top of the circle to Inskeep with 18 to go in the third. Minster spreads the floor. 25 feet out, it's Niemeyer. Niemeyer in the top of the circle.
Dishes on the play to Lamb with seven, with six, with five. Lamb 25 feet out, picks up her dribble, goes to Himmelgarn. Dribble drive, leaves it baseline left for a teammate. Inskeep's jumper is short off the backboard as the buzzer sounds. Third quarter's in the books. Minster 29, Rushi 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Chuck, as you've just noted off air, very poor free throw shooting shooting tonight. It's not good.
Yeah, the teams combined are 6 of 18. But again, early in the season, both these teams are going to get better.
And keep in mind, no Carly Scott for Rushi tonight, no Lily Barhorst for Minster tonight. Here is Rushi dribbling to start the fourth quarter of this game, down by 17 points. It's handled by Callie Gubo, 25 feet away, goes to the post. Callie gets it back. Oh, a nice wraparound pass to Poling. Good entry, and she finishes.
Well, I tell you what, Ronnie was working hard that time, and they finally got her the ball.
That was Gubo on the entry. Nicely done. Dandy pass. That'll be our Wisebridge play that we'll highlight momentarily when we get the opportunity. 7:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Steal by Rushi at midcourt. Dribble drive down the floor. Francis tipped away from behind. Out of bounds off Minster. 7:19 to go in the game. 29-14. Minster over Rushi. Substitution, Shay Hammonds back in for Rushi. Celeste Borcher steps off the floor. Ball thrown inbounds to Poling, head of the key. Poling starts a drive back to the basket. She's crowded. Gives it up on the play to a teammate who squirts her way into the lane. Body foul by Minster. And at the line for Rushi is Hazel Francis. That was judged to be in the act of shooting, I guess.
Yeah, she was taking it to the rim.
Free throw by Francis up and short. And the misfiring at the line for both teams continues. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 15-point lead, Minster. Next shot by Hazel Francis. Hard off the back iron. Long rebound. Tracked down by Callie Schmiesing of Minster. Up the floor to a teammate who steps to the three-point arc and launches. Mesher missed it short, out of bounds to Rushi. That's about the only mistake Mesher's made tonight.
Absolutely echo that thought.
1 minute gone here in the fourth period. Rushi down to 15. It seems like it's 25 or 30, Chuck. It's a 15-point spread. If Rushi could get hot and make three or four hoops in a row, it might switch the pressure to the shoulders of the Wildcats. Here's a pass by Rushi on the block, left side, a walk committed by the Raiders.
They just have trouble getting enough shots off to get back in the game.
Exactly. Yep. You nailed it. 6:48 to go here in the fourth, 29-14. Minster in the lead. Wildcats have the ball, forecourt to our left. It's given up on the play to Kayla Lamb. And she's chopped on the arm by Poling of Rushi.
I think that's Ronnie's first, if the scoreboard's right.
Minster inbounding far side of the court. Entered on the play to Schmiesing. Schmeezing on a weave. Gives it up to Lamb. Lamb foul line to Mesher. Mesher backpedals to the arc, then starts a drive again through the lane area. Mesher missed it short. Rebound flipped back out of the play to Schmeezing, who pumps in a long two ball. Good looking jumper by Schmeezing. Straddled the arc. Offensive rebounder in the paint, flipped it right back to Callie Schmeezing of Minster, who looped one in.
She played a little JV, and she had two or three really nice three-pointers in that game.
Oh, here's a spin move. Good-looking shot on the play by the Rushi Raiders. Hazel Francis, that's the best-looking move of the night by Rushi. It comes from a freshman.
Yeah, you can see she's going to be a ball player. Done.
5'9 is Hazel Francis. Minster attacking, shot blocked in the lane by Poling. Up that field goal by Francis. Best looking offensive maneuver of the evening for Rushi will be our Wisebridge play momentarily. Ball inbounded by Minster. Foul line extended left. 16 footer by Mesher hard over the back foul on Minster. 31-16 in favor of Minster. 5:36 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi will bring it down left to right. Don't forget on Tuesday night, Anna Girls at Fort Loramie. On the air about 10-7 from the Fort Loramie gym. Here's an over and back violation by Rushi at the center line.
She landed in the front court, but she took off from the back court, and it's where you took off from. You have to establish yourself in the front court before you can catch the ball and not be over and back.
Exactly. Hey, don't forget, our staff at Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney can work with you remotely or in person. We build a plan to support your financial goals and to meet them. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Make your next play call to Wisebridge. A few minutes ago, what an outstanding play by ninth grader Hazel Francis for Rushi. That was our Wisebridge play of this fourth quarter. Make your next play a phone call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
A couple turnovers later, Rushi brings it down, trailing by 15, 31-16. Overplay in backcourt by Mincer's Hemelgarn. Near steal. Rushi does retrieve it. Forecourt right, it's Addison Chappie. Tries to go to Poling down inside. Knocked away by Minster. Scrum for the ball. Jump will ensue, or is a timeout called?
You got somebody down on the floor that got jumped on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure did. Hey, don't forget, Barker Insurance, established way back in 1972, celebrates more than 50 years. Outstanding service. Check on Barker Insurance, one of the most highly regarded insurance agencies in West Central Ohio. Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, north of Sydney, south of Anna. Barker Insurance, specializing in auto, home, life, business insurance. Barker Insurance in Sydney for all of your insurance needs. We'll take a break. Shaking up player on the floor. 4:44 on the clock, fourth quarter. Minster 31, Rushi 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
One of our new sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com is Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. As we are set to resume action, shaking up player for the Raiders was whom, Chuck?
It was Jayla Shappy. Okay. I mean, she was on the ground and somebody jumped on her head, so I think she got knocked around a little bit. She's going to be okay.
Ball inbounded to Poling at the foul line, handoff to Francis. Francis darts down the left side of the lane and is hacked while shooting the runner, and she's got a couple free throws coming. Tell you what, she has looked good for the Rushi Raiders, just a ninth grader, has played well, 5'9". Frosch sinks the free throw, 31-17 Minster with 4:39 to go here in the fourth quarter.
She's had a real solid second half.
Up and in, both free throws, dead center by Francis. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, your very best aluminum and casting supplier, on time and at competitive prices. From concept to completion, Francis Manufacturing helps customers design physically sound and high-quality castings. And our highly skilled workforce averages over 15 years of experience per employee. Thank you, Francis Manufacturing, for supporting ScoresBroadcast.com and our efforts here at Scores Broadcast to promote high school academics and athletics. Minster, Aaron shot, Rushi attacks. Good entry, right wing, into Poling, shot good, banked it in. Assist Gubo, who I think has made a couple of nice entries from that side of the floor. And the lead for Minster is down to 11 with still 3:46 to go.
So they've scored 8 points in the fourth quarter.
And we've got a 5-second count against Minster. Dribbling and dribbling forever while being guarded on the play. Out front was Hemelgarn. Rushi gets it back. And Rushi's a bucket away from getting this down below 10 to single digits. Francis at midcourt, lost it momentarily, rolls away from her into backcourt. Rushi got to go to get it across.
Wow.
It's sent up to Addison Chappie, a runner in the lane, in and out, lift the rim. Rebound, Shea Hammonds, blocked away by Minster. Recovery by Rushi. Raiders still have it, 25 feet away. It's Addison Chappie, 3:17 to go in the fourth. Addison drives baseline, stops, hemmed in, gives it up to Poling. Poling through the top of the circle.
gives it up to Francis. Francis to Hammonds. Hammonds on the arc. Right side pass, Gubo. Goes cross-court to a teammate who takes a long jumper. It skids off the rim. No good, Madison Chaffee. Stick back. No, by Poling. Foul, Minster.
I'm going to give Shea Hammond some credit on that because she's the one that tipped the ball away for Poling to be able to grab it for the offensive rebound.
Yep. Alert play by Shea. Two free throws, Poling. Nailed in the act of shooting, and it is no good.
Well, she's one for five now. We're two for five, I'm sorry.
Foul shooting for these two clubs in the future. Nowhere to go but up. Second free throw by Poling to get it to 10. It's 31-20. Make it 31-21. Swish on the shot by Ronnie Poling, the post player for the Raiders, who are down by 10 points now. 31-21, 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive, taking it 60 feet all the way to the rim. Hemmelgarn, no good, hacked on the arm, and she's awarded two. 10-point game, close as it's been, Chuck,
yep,
since probably halftime.
It was 20-8 at the half.
Yep.
Down 17 to start this quarter.
It has not been at 10 since midway to late in the second quarter. Free throw by Hemmelgarn. Got it. 32-21 in favor of Minster. 2:46 to go, fourth quarter. Second free throw in and out and back in again. That ball danced around the iron, hit the glass, rolled around some more, and then down through the nylon. 2:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi behind the 12. Right side of the floor. Here's a driving attempt for the Raiders. And Minster fans thought it was a charge. Rushi says no, it's a block. And the official sides with the Raiders.
What I saw was she was totally out of control, was falling down, and they called that foul. That's a bailout.
Yep, I would agree. A couple of shots here for Celeste Borchers. 5'10 freshman for Rushi. She eyes the bucket and pumps it up and good.
There you go. They're starting to make a few free throws now.
33-22. Rushi giving a very good account of itself here in the final quarter of this game. Second free throw by Celeste Borchers on the way. It hit the heel. Rebound Poling in the lane. Fires a 10-footer off to the left. Rebound by Minster. 2:26 to go, fourth quarter. Minster with the ball. 30 feet out. Little pick and roll with Mesher. Schmiesing kept it, though. Gave it to Stammen. Between circles, it goes to Lamb. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Minster by 11, 33-22. Here's Schmiesing. Schmiesing dribbles against Faith York, a 5'8 sophomore who's in now for the Raiders. Minster taking time off the clock. Two fouls on Rushi here in the fourth quarter. Four total on Minster. Here is a foul against the Raiders. Away from the ball, Minster will throw in. A minute 40 to go in the fourth period.
One more foul to give before they go to the free throw line.
Yep. Shea Hammonds back on the floor for York. Ball thrown down the right side, nice, by Minster, and it's looped over the top of Poling. Inside to Mesher, couldn't get it to go. Rushi attacks, down by 11. Ball thrown right side of the court to Hazel Francis. Good feed down inside to Poling. Strong move, up and good. Poling on the finish. Timeout Rushi, which has trimmed Minster's advantage to 9. A minute 21 to go, fourth quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from
from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
A minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster inbounding in backcourt. Rushi pressing. Minster ahead to nine. Dribbling into the lane area goes Hemelgarn. Gave it up on the arc to a teammate. Foul Raiders, who clamped down on the wrist of Kalen Lamb. Team foul four on Rushi. Next one will send Minster to the line with two. New rule, five fouls per quarter, and it's two shots. You go to the stripe and shoot two on the fifth. Here is Minster at midcourt. Good defense on the play by Rushi. Cali Gubo boxed in the ball handler and forced the miscue.
16 turnovers now for Minster, and 21 for the Raiders.
Far side of the court, Rushi throws to the center line. It is Hazel Francis, goes to the top of the key. A lot of movement in the lane area, and a couple players got jostled. Officials blow the whistle and talk. And perhaps a clock adjustment made by referee Todd Treanor. 65 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 33-24 in favor of Minster. Rushi's fought back. 16-point second half here for the Raiders, who tally just eight in the first 16 minutes of this game. Rushi with the ball 30 feet away. It's Gubo. Gubo around one player, another to the rim. Oh, missed a gimme. Didn't extend that arm. Didn't follow through all the way. It was short. Wow, that would have cut it down to seven.
Yep.
46 seconds to go. Minster in backcourt. Foul. Rushi. Free throws here for Minster.
I think that as a freshman, we saw that towards the end of this year. And for her career, those are going to be baskets.
Yes. Now, Rushi's missed some close-in shots. And, boy, we like what we've seen from the youth movement on this Rushi roster.
Yep.
Free throw shot is good by Annie Hemelgarn of Minster, which is up 10. That one's long. Rebound yanked down by Inskeep. Ball thrown to the arc. Minster resets. 40 seconds to go in the game. 34-24. Foul Rushi. Minster will shoot again. Well, very clearly here in the fourth quarter, Rushi's outplayed Minster. And had Rushi had a better first half, who knows? Foul shot missed hard. No good by Ann Larger. Second free throw by her. 10-point lead Minster, 38 ticks to go. Larger strong again. Rebound to Francis. Francis for Rushi. Outlet to Addison Chappie. Deficit is 10. Chappie dribbles. Double team comes, and a wraparound foul against Minster.
Wasn't that silly?
Yep. And head coach Mike Wiss points to his temples, saying,
yep.
Hey, we got to think. We got to think.
That's what you got to tell them. They're kids.
And that was silly. Two free throws, Rushi. Points with the clock stopped. It is up and good by Addison Chappie, 34-25. 9-point bulge, Minster. 27.5 to go in the fourth. Second free throw, Addison Chappie on the way. Missed it, around and out to the left. Poling scraps for the rebound in the corner. She might have fouled. Yep. As she caught Kayla Lamb from behind and will stroll to the other end to shoot two.
I wonder what kind of an adjustment it's been, Chuck, for the officials to never signal one and one again with an index finger on each hand.
I think, you know what that'll do? That will get them longer in their longevity. They'll be able to go longer if they're not using that one finger as much.
Here we go. Kayla Lamb, free throw line, Minster, two coming. Lead is 9. Shot very long. Rebound kicks out. Minster's got it. Another foul. Rushi, 24.4 to go. And the final two quarters of this game, the second half, dragging on and on.
It's still Saturday, though.
Foul shot good by Mesher of Minster.
16 for the young lady. I think she's going to have a Clancy's Award in her future.
Second free throw, spins the ball in her palms, buries the foul shot. The lead for Minster is swollen back out to 11. 36-25, 22 seconds to go here in the game. Hazel Francis down the floor for Rushi into the lane. Oh, what a dump off to Poling. Holy cow, what an assist. Francis attracted a crowd and fed Poling. Good delivery. Poling got the gimme. 4 seconds to go. Clock winding down. It's going to wind up a 9-point game. That's it. Minster 36, Rushi 27. Good fourth quarter by the young Raiders. Minster mounted a 12-point lead at halftime, pushed it out to as many as 17 on a couple of occasions. And Minster wins by 9 in the end, 36-27. Both clubs without key performers here tonight. No Carly Scott for Rushi, no Lily Barhorst for Minster. And we'll return to wrap this thing up in just a few minutes. 36-27, Minster over Rushi in girls action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team. team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com, click on the Careers tab, and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Hey, don't forget Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney will help you build a plan to meet your financial goals. Make your next play a phone call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Secure a great future with Wisebridge. Make your next play a call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Chuck, as you noted, 15 points by Rushi in the fourth quarter after having scored just 12 in the first three quarters.
12, yeah. Well, yeah, that'll do it. If you take a look at this, they got out-rebounded by eight. They got out-rebounded by three on the offensive boards. They had five more turnovers. They were 8 of 20 from the free throw line. And Minster, much better, only 8 of 19. 16 of 39, all that's going to get better.
Yep.
Individual scoring for Minster, they were led by Lydia Mesher. She had 15 or 17. I guess I was sitting there horsing around and didn't put them in there. And then Inskeep had 7. On the other side, we had Rushi was led by Ronnie Poling with 11, and they got 6 from Addison Chappie and 4 from Hazel Francis. Mike Clancy's players of the game for Minster is going to be Lydia Mesher. She was terrific tonight. On the other half, Ronnie Poling, she had 9 points in the fourth quarter, 11 for the game. They need to get her more points more consistently.
What we saw, Chuck, last night in the Miami East Fort Laramie game and tonight in the Rushi Minster game were growing pains.
Oh, yeah.
For both teams tonight, both teams last night, these four clubs will only get better. Again, Carly Scott missing, injured for Rushi. Lily Barhorst for Minster out ill. These two clubs will get even stronger, obviously, when those two players come back.
Well, I mean, Rushi tonight, a lot of times they had two freshmen and a sophomore on the floor.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're going to make mistakes, but did you learn from them? You can tell they're well coached. They were doing the right things. Yeah, Minster just had too much pressure on them in the first half.
Again, stars of the game, Lydia Mesher for Minster, Ronnie Poling for Rushi, brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue, nothing fancy, fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Welcome back to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 36-27 Minster over the Rushi girls here tonight. Last night, in case you missed it, Fort Laramie was beaten by Miami East 36-33 in girls basketball and scoresbroadcast.com. Girls action resumes on Tuesday. We've got coverage for you at about 6:50 p.m. It's Anna at Fort Laramie on Tuesday night. And then on Friday, we are at Jackson Center. We kick off the boys' Shelby County Athletic League season. And wouldn't you know it, it is Jackson Center hosting Rushi, the two clubs who met three times last year, including once in the region semifinal.
Or the regional final.
I'm sorry. My mistake. When I said it, I thought, wait a minute. They both won regional semi games and met for a berth in the state Final Four.
Well, it was one of the most intense basketball games that I have ever watched. Yeah. Those kids were so tight. You had the Jackson Center kids who were playing, knowing it was Scott Elkert's last game if he lost. And then you had the Rushi kids who played for Dave Borchers all season. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, those kids were tight. And it looked like it, but it was a massive, intense basketball game. And Friday night, I think it's going to be a good one.
It's at Jackson Center. We're on the air at about 10 till 7. Might be a few minutes later, but join us between 10 of 7 and 7 o'clock. Just not sure when varsity basketball games start. We know football games kick off at 7 p.m. sharp.
Because they play the JV games on Saturday morning.
You're right. That's exactly what happens. So we've got action on Tuesday night, Friday night. Fort Laramie girls travel to Findlay Liberty Benton 1 week from today. It's a 1:30 tip, I do believe. Airtime about 12:50. 9-point win for the Minster girls here tonight. Rushi, as I think I mentioned earlier on, dives into league play, taking on Jackson Center this coming Tuesday. Minster's got a couple games this week on the road at Arcanum on Tuesday and in the MAC against Coldwater on Thursday. Rushi now 0-2 after tonight. Minster 2-0. Thanks to our online listeners. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. It's been a splendid time of the year. We get an extra week between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I saw 50s next weekend after a dip into the upper 30s late this week. 50s by next Saturday and Sunday.
Cool. I won't put my Speedo away yet then.
I'll take them. For our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Rushi. Again, the final score, the Minster girls 36 and Rushi 27.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center. Expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.